What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
From studying law to becoming a model, a singer and an actor, Mexican-born Eduardo Verástegui has had a very interesting life so far. Moviegoers will soon see Eduardo playing the role of José in the award-winning movie Bella. Bella has won numerous awards and honours, including the prestigious People's Choice Awards at the Toronto Film Festival. Eduardo joins me on the line now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
How you doing? How are you? Thank you for having me in your show and for allowing me to talk about, you know, Bella, my movie, and you know, thank you so much, man.
Not a problem. So good to have you here. It's screening in Perth very soon, but I managed to see a preview of it. And let me start by saying congratulations. It is a remarkable piece of cinema. You must be very pleased with it.
Well, you know, we're very excited. You know, this is my first film that I produce and I act at the same time. So we put this company together like 3.5 years ago and in my house in a little, you know, sofa in front of a little table and a cell phone with a big dream and big hopes. And somehow this little film, you know, ended up winning one of the biggest film festivals in the world. And many other festivals, and you know, this little film somehow was the number one top-rated movie in 2007 in the U.S. in five of the biggest websites in the country, like Yahoo and the New York Times and many other ones. And then we find out a month ago that we broke the box office record in the nation for films with the Latino theme of 2007. And on top of that, now we're in Australia. So what's better than that? I'm so excited and so grateful. And I mean, it's just, it's been an amazing journey, man.
Well, you're talking about it having a Latino theme, and I know that you've been involved in acting in a number of projects, but you weren't really happy with the way that Latinos were being portrayed, were you?
Well, you know, when I'm from a very small town, northern Mexico, and when I moved to Los Angeles 6 years ago, I realized that Latinos, since the 40s until today, we have been stereotyped in a very negative way in the media. You know, always the bandido, the criminal, the thief, the drunkard, the prostitute, the drug dealer. And if you're good looking, then you are the Don Juan Latin lover, womanizer. And very few times you see Latinos having the opportunity of being heroes. And I'm not talking about the heroes like Superman or Spider-Man. I'm talking about the everyday hero, you know, the real hero, a man of integrity, a man of character, a man that is honest, a man that is willing to sacrifice everything to help his family, a real man, you know, a humble and you know, the Latino who come to the who comes to the U.S. with the spirit of gratitude to give and to work and to serve, you know, and women as well. We see Latina women being reduced as an object, as a sex symbol only. You know, when I see my family, when I see my mother, my grandmother, my sisters, my aunts, they are not objects. They are the heart of the family. They're full of wisdom. They're smart. They're beautiful. So that's when I had this conviction to open a production company and to produce films that will have the potential not only to entertain but to make a difference, elevating human dignity. And you know, as an actor, you don't have the power to control the message. You have to submit yourself to the script, to the studio, to the producer. So I was, you know, I was tired. I got tired of waiting for a role that would portray a man as a real man. So that when I, you know, 5 years ago, I made a promise that I will never use my talents again to do anything that will offend my culture, my family, my faith. And I was led to open this production company, Metanoia Films. And Bella is the first fruit of that company.
You must be very pleased with that first fruit. And in the movie, we see a blind man by the side of the road, and he's got a sign on a piece of cardboard saying, "God closed my eyes, now I can see." Is that part of your own story? Did you have to close your eyes to certain things before you could truly see?
Well, you know, many things happen, you know. When I started my career at the age of 18, I moved to Mexico City, you know, to pursue my dream. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be a singer. So I started singing in a boy band for 3.5 years, kind of like the NSYNC of Mexico, you know, traveling all over Latin America. And then after that, I started doing soap operas in Mexico. We call them novelas over there, telenovelas. And if you want to make a living as an actor in Mexico, you don't have so many options like in the U.S. Over there, you either do soap operas or soap operas, you know, you're stuck on that. So that's what I did for almost 4 years. And then I moved to Miami to record my first solo album in Spanish. And one day I was flying from Miami to Los Angeles, and on the plane I met this person who happens to be the VP of casting for 20th Century Fox. To make a long story short, he invited me to do an audition for a film he was working, Chasing Papi, and I told him I don't speak English. I mean, in Spanish, I say no inglés, muy poquito, you know. I mean, of course, I knew how to count 1 to 10 and gallina chicken, my car is red, and things like that. But he told me, you know, why don't you just memorize the 5 pages of the audition, you know, with an English teacher, dialect coach, and give it a try. So that's what I did, and I got the part, moved to LA, immersed myself in the language, not allow myself to speak Spanish with anybody, and now I've only been speaking English for 5 years, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. But anyway, so after that, that's when I realized that the lifestyle that I was living was, you know, very unfulfilling. I felt empty. I was lost. I was confused. I realized that the reasons why I wanted to be an actor, you know, when I started, were very superficial reasons. You know, everything was the fame, the money, success, vanity, ego, and of course I felt empty. And after achieving all this level of success and money and fame, and that's when I realized that something was missing in my life, you know, and that's when I realized about the Latinos being the stereotype. So that's when I made this promise that, you know what, sometimes we don't assume responsibilities, whoever is involved in the media, and we forget that whatever you do, whether you like it or not, you are going to affect how people think and how they live and how they behave, especially young people. You know, we have this tendency and this inclination to imitate and to copy what we see in television or films. So media influence how people think. And I never thought about that. I was like walking with my... Actually, I was blind, you know, in a way. And next thing you know, by the grace of God, my eyes were open. And that's when I started changing my life. And it's nothing more beautiful than waking up in the morning and fight for a mission that is bigger than yourself, and to use your talents to serve others, and to use the media as a mean to be involved, you know, to touch people's hearts and minds. And that's my hope as a producer, that when people leave the theater after watching my movies, they will leave inspired to use their talents to serve others. They will leave wanting to love more and judge less. They will leave wanting to forgive more and complain less. They will leave with the spirit of gratitude. They will leave with the candle in their heart, being moved and entertained and touched. And I've just, you know, I just want to make a difference through the movies that we do.
The information coming out about Bella says that where a simple act turns an ordinary day into an unforgettable experience, and that really is the story behind Bella. But without giving too much of the plot away, can you give us a bit of an understanding? What is the movie about?
Well, the movie is about this man who was, who is a professional soccer player, who is in the top of the mountain of his career. He has everything, you know, money, success, fame, and many other things. And something happened in his life, one moment, that changed his life forever. You know, he had everything, he lost it all, but in losing it all, he found everything that matters in life, which is, you know, family and many other beautiful things that you will see while you're watching the film. And the film shows you that there is a time in everyone's life when a moment will change your life forever, and life will never be the same again. And if it hasn't happened to you, it will. Whether we like it or not, we will face those unexpected moments that will change our lives forever. And it's a love story, you know, but it's a different love story. It's when someone is willing to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the other person, when someone is willing to sacrifice everything to help someone that is in need. And this film celebrates, you know, the food, the music, the life, and many things that our Latino culture, you know, offers to the world, you know. And one of the things for me why I did this film, why I produced this film in the U.S. is because it's very sad that we are almost 60 million Latinos in the U.S. and many people still afraid of us because they think that we are what they see in film or television, you know, the negative stereotype. So for me, my goal is to elevate and to heal and to respect the dignity of Latinos in the whole world through the films that we do. But deeper than a Latino man or Latino woman, just men and women in general, because at the end of the day, we are all equal in dignity, and we're all brothers and sisters, and my themes are universal themes. You know, I always talk about, you know, love, redemption, hope, family, pain, you know, all this universal language that everybody speaks, because, you know, we have that in our hearts, you know. Whoever is sensitive and whoever has a heart will relate to the stories that Mera Noia Films will produce, and Bella is the first one. And I'm just so excited I'm talking to you, and the movie is going to be out in Australia, and I hope people, you know, will enjoy this labor of love. And again, it's a very little it's a small budget film, but with a big heart. And, you know, Beethoven said, what comes from the heart goes to the heart. And I think the reason why this film did very well in the U.S. is because, you know, I believe that this film touched the hearts of many of the audiences who were loving it, you know. And that's what we're doing, man.
I guess some people might have the idea that you had this successful career as an actor. You had a successful career with the boy band. And so starting your own production company couldn't have been too difficult. But I just love the story of how it did start, just from very small beginnings with a few guys and a cell phone. Tell us a bit more about that story.
Well, you know, after I was achieving all this level of success in Latin America, you know, singing in a boy band, and then the soap operas, and then my solo album, and then making films, and, you know, I did a music video with Jennifer Lopez called Ain't Funny. You know, I was dancing flamenco with her in that video. And I mean, after all these things, I just realized that, you know, something is missing in my life. And when I made this promise, I thought it was going to be very simple, because, you know, I went to see my managers and I told them, okay, this is the type of film that I want to do now. From now on, this is what I want to do. And they couldn't understand what I was going through. They started sending me the same kind of things, you know, until I had to let them go. And for 4 years, I didn't work, because all the roles that I was offered was exactly the same negative stereotype that I promised I will never do again. And until I went broke, you know, I got to a point that I didn't even have money to pay my rent for the next month. And at the same time, I was just receiving all these offers, you know. But I you know, many people thought I went crazy. I lost some of my friends, my members of my family. You know, they were telling me, well, you have to make a living, why don't you just get this, you know, and then you can do whatever you want after. You know, it's not about the money. It's not about the career anymore. It's not about the fame. You know, it's about, you know, don't seek to be a person of success. Seek to be a person of value. Seek to be a person of integrity. And if by being a person of integrity, success comes, it's a blessing. But if it doesn't come, you can't compromise. I already did compromise for many years and didn't took me anywhere, you know. So right now, at least for the first time, I want to start my, you know, my life again. And all I'm holding in my hand is, you know, is my integrity, and I don't want to lose it, because if I lose this, I lost everything. Even if I conquer the whole world, I don't want to lose my soul. So and when I met two other crazy guys just like me, that's when we put this company in my house with again, big dreams, big hopes, a lot of passion, but no money. And I remember that day when we didn't have money to pay the rent for the next month. At that same time, that's when we end up meeting these investors from Philadelphia, and when we shared the, you know, our mission with them, it was a miracle, really, because they, without contract, without them reading the script, they gave us the money, and they bought part of the company. And then next thing you know, we were in New York shooting our first film, Little Bella, and here we are right now. You know, the movie's coming out in many other countries, in Mexico, April 25th, Latin America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and some other countries in Europe, and it's just been an amazing journey. This movie has changed the lives of many people, including me, and, you know, one of the major themes is adoption in this film, and I just find out that, you know, many people who left the theater after watching Bella, they left inspired, and they adopted a child. So this Christmas, many children had a home, but not only a home, but a family that will love them, you know, which is more important than a home, you know, a family that will look at their eyes and will let them know, I love you, I'm here by your side, I'm going to help you to succeed, your dreams count, and I love you. And but not only the gift that the parents give to the child, but the gift that the child give to their parents, you know, the gift of being, you know, the gift of fatherhood and motherhood. So in adoption, everybody wins. So the fact that more than one kid have a family right now because of this little movie Bella, I mean, it's just unbelievable, you know, the impact that this film is having in many in the lives of many people, you know.
98.5 Sunshine FM. I'm speaking to Eduardo Verástegui from the movie Bella. And I guess that it's not only you that enjoyed making this film, but the whole cast must have really enjoyed making a film that meant something more than just getting a paycheck at the end of the day.
Exactly, and as I said before, this film is not just another film for me, it's my life. You know, I put my heart, my soul, my blood, my mind, everything for the last 5 years and in this production company and in this film, you know, and everybody who was involved was, you know, they did it for the same reasons, you know, the same intentions. They were, you know, they were inspired by the script, by the story, by everything, you know, and just working with the director Alejandro was such an amazing experience as well. You know, this kid, the first time he touched a camera in his life, he won 4 film festivals and he broke the record of the University of Austin, Texas until today. And the second time he touched a camera, he won 7 film festivals. And when he graduated from school, Bella is his first film that he wrote it, directed, and produced it with me, and he ended up winning the biggest film festival in the world. And he's a genius, and the best part is that he doesn't know it, so keep him humble, you know. he's a great guy, very talented, great heart, and the cinematography and the way how he shot this film, you know, very abstract, very impressionistic, you know, with very little money in 24 days, what he did was amazing, and the way how he told the story, you know, very different and very unique, and how the characters and integrate themselves in the whole story, you know, the flashback, the flash forwards, and it, I mean, has so much symbolism, and it's just like a painting, you know, an abstract painting, you know. It's just, it was a wonderful, you know. He did it when he was 27 years old, you know. Very talented man, you know.
Eduardo, it is a beautiful movie, and I hope that a lot of people are going to get along and see Bella. I just need to ask, anything else coming up at the moment? Are you looking at some other film projects right now?
Well, right now, you know, because I believe so much in this film, so I decided not to do any other projects until I finish Bella, and again, this movie is coming out in other countries. So from here until May, I'm going to be completely, you know, Bella is my wife right now, so I'm completely dedicated, focused on this movie. And then when I finish in May, we are finishing the details of a film fund that we are putting together to produce, and actually this film fund will finance the production of 7 films, including distribution. So we're opening a distribution company in the U.S. and so definitely I will start the pre-production of our next film in June, and God willing, and we'll see. You know, I'm just trying to live in the present right now. I'm just to enjoy Bella right now, and we have in our office a department that is development, which they're focusing on filtered, you know, other scripts and other concepts, you know. So when I finish, I can see which option are we going to take, you know.
Well, Eduardo, let me say thank you for such a beautiful movie as Bella, and thank you for spending some time with us here today. It's been great talking to you.
Oh, thank you. And actually, for more information, you can go to a website that is called bellanews.com, where you will see a lot of videos, like Tony Bennett, for example, one of walking, living legend, singer, what he, you know, he gave us an award, and he saw the movie, and he gave an amazing speech. Anyways, many other things that you can see, trailers and things like that, in bellanews.com or bellathemovie.com, bellathemovie.com. So thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you for your support and your help, and I hope Australia will love this film, this labor of love.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.